It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain, part of ISV Architect Evangelism team within US. Today, I'm in Washington, D.C., conducting Incubation Week for CRM. I have Channel Blade with me today. Welcome to the show, Nathan. If you can help me introduce you and your team.
Sure. Thank you, Sanjay. Thank you for inviting us up this week. I brought two of my top developers with me, Ulis Malloy and Frank Hagen.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Ulis.
So I'm thankful for them for coming up and sharing this experience with us.
So, Nathan, help me here. When you heard about this event, what excited you to come to this event?
Well, actually, we are an existing company, and we have a lead management and sales management solution today that we're really looking to take to the next level. We've been looking at CRM since version 3 first came out and really hadn't had a chance to do a technical due diligence on it. So this has really been a perfect chance for me to come and also bring a technical team, explore the platform, learn more about it, have some discussions with personnel from Microsoft, and get a little development time in the labs as well.
So you mentioned about the boating industry, so it seems like you are already a player and a leader in that space, and you are watching Microsoft Dynamics CRM for the last version. Mm-hmm. So in last 4 days, I mean, this is day 4 here, in terms of learning, especially from Frank and Eulene, what kind of things kind of wowed you, hey, this is part of the platform?
I would say one of the things that we can leverage is the overall integration with reporting. We have a fairly powerful tool already in place, but there are some limitations to the things that we can do without extensive work on our own. So being able to leverage all of these pieces in a different way and give better presentation to our customer base, I think, is going to be important.
So, Frank, I know every morning, every night, 9 a.m., 9 p.m., we have a call with the Indian development team. How's your experience with that in such a short time working with the offshore development company?
The ability to get product from them quickly while we're in downtime is really helpful. It seems to streamline the project and get things. Things are always happening.
So are you guys able to sleep at all, or how many hours have you been slept so far?
Total for the week, it might take 3 hands to count, but we've gotten a little sleep. We did manage to close the building out. I think the parking garage was empty when we left last night, but it's been fun. I mean, we stayed because we wanted to learn and find out more about the system.
So what's cooking today? And I know tomorrow is the final day, being a presentation day. What can you help me understand what's the big thing for you today and how you see tomorrow going to play for you?
Well, we got a code delivery from the offshore team this morning that we're trying to put in place right now. Tying up some loose ends on the work we've been doing earlier this week. We're hoping to slip in a little more reporting and charting work into the UI. So that's the last bit of polish we're hoping to put on it, and then finalizing our presentation for the board on Friday.
And you know the board has real people, right? VCs, area incubators, CRM thought leader. So how is your feeling is in terms of facing the panel tomorrow?
We're very interested to hear what their feedback is, considering this kind of a dry run for going out to market. We've got pretty stable investment right now, but it's always good to have constructive criticism both on technology and on the business.
Okay, great. And you can always have a chance to win some award, right?
Absolutely. Okay.
Again, hey, thanks a lot, Nathan, and your team to come here. And we are glad to hear you are enjoying and it's working for you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.